Chapter 2. Jesse brought Molly with him when he went into Mrs. Ingersoll's office. "Chief Stone," Mrs. Ingersoll said when he came into her office, "how lovely to see you. And this is?"
"Officer Crane," Jesse said.
"How do you do, Officer Crane?" Mrs. Ingersoll said.
Molly nodded.
Mrs. Ingersoll smiled brightly. "Have you dispersed those foolish people?" she said.
"We've asked them to wait in the auditorium," Jesse said. "And we'll ask their daughters to join them there."
"My goodness," Mrs. Ingersoll said.
"Tell me about this situation," Jesse said.
Mrs. Ingersoll was sitting behind her big desk. The desktop was immaculately empty.
"Situation? Chief Stone, I fear that it overstates things to call it a situation."
"Tell me something," Jesse said.
"I have very little to tell," Mrs. Ingersoll said. "I'm not angry at these parents. They are concerned with their children's well-being, as am I."
Jesse waited.
Mrs. Ingersoll smiled at him.
Jesse waited.
Mrs. Ingersoll smiled.
"The girls say you picked up their skirts and checked their underwear."
Mrs. Ingersoll continued to smile.
"Did you?" Jesse said.
Still smiling, Mrs. Ingersoll leaned forward and folded her hands on her desk.
"I have given 20 years of my life to this school," she said. "The last 5 as principal. Most people don't like the principal. Being police chief, you may understand. The students think I'm here to discipline them. The teachers think I'm here to order them about. Actually, of course, I'm here to see to the well-being of the children."
Jesse nodded slowly. When he spoke, his voice showed no sign of impatience.
"Did you look at their underwear, Mrs. Ingersoll?"
"I have done nothing illegal," she said brightly.
"Actually," Jesse said, "that's not your call, Mrs. Ingersoll."
Her eyes were big and bright. Her smile lingered.
"It's not?"
"You've been accused of an action," Jesse said pleasantly, "which, depending on the zeal of the prosecutor, the skill of the defense, and the political inclinations of the judge, might or might not be deemed a crime."
"Oh, Jesse," she said, "that's absurd."
"Did you check their undies, Betsy?" Jesse said.
She continued to smile. Her eyes continued to sparkle, but she didn't speak.
"Would you care to come down to the auditorium with me and thrash this out with the kids and their parents?" Jesse said. "Try to keep this from turning into a hairball."
She remained cheerfully motionless for a moment. Then she shook her head.
"Do you know who my husband is, Jesse?" she said.
"I do," he said.
"Well, I'm going to call him now," she said, "and I'd like you to leave my office, please."
Jesse glanced at Molly. Molly's lips were whistling silently as she stood studying the view from the window behind Mrs. Ingersoll. She looked back at Mrs. Ingersoll. Then he said, "Come on, Ma, let's go talk to the girls." As they left the office, Mrs. Ingersoll picked up the phone and began to dial.